Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I don't know if I want to wait for Ken to get in here or not. Maybe Evan can help.
Jersey
or
Ken.
Or you can help.
Jersey Ken, Steiny.
Who the hell is Hans Zimmer?
He went to go see him last night at Oracle.
Again, who the hell is Hans Zimmer?
One of the greatest composers in the history of American cinema.
And I knew that.
Wait, so he's like
Mozart?
Why would
I diss myself like that?
Or is he a movie maker?
Well, I don't know if he was putting together compositions at age four, but he's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah, he composed the soundtrack for
Remember
that.
I told you that soundtrack to that movie was off the chain? A couple weeks back we were talking about it. I was like, man, the music in that one.
Yeah, I'm not aware.
See, that's why I said Dibley is more.
You ever heard of The Lion King?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did the music for that.
So he's a cartoonist.
Gladiator? You like the sounds
I never,
in Gladiator?
I've never seen Gladiator.
Interstellar?
Not a cartoonist.
Never seen Interstellar.
Dune?
Never seen Dune.
Wow.
So you haven't seen any major blockbuster in the last 20
years? He's telling the truth.
No.
Well, I do believe that.
That's not true.
But anyways, Hans Zimmer has made all the music for those soundtracks.
Well, get Ken in here, because apparently there were two bomb threats that delayed the concert last night.
Pete Alonso?
That was one of the bombs. Get it, Goo?
I'm going to give you one.
Yeah,
I'm just fascinated with this. Evan came in. We all had difference of opinion. But just real quick, Stoney, I guess I'm holding Dak and Kirk. The postseason, that weighs heavily on my metric, man. And the fact that Dak's had some great teams, better than Kirk, I believe, and has left meat on the bone. But you look at the stats, they're damn near equal. Kirk's got him about, 32,000 passing yards in his career to Dak's 22, but he's played 40 more games, 50 touchdowns, Steiny. They're the same guy.
Dak Prescott and Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, he is headed to be
just for the
Kirk
record,
Cousins.
Evan came in and said he would take Dak.
Yeah.
All right. Here's what I'm really interested in. Quarterback situation. We started last.
Like this, oh, yeah.
The Falcons right now have Cousins and Penix.
Dude, Steiny, that's a big deal. That's great.
But what quarterback situations are we taking over that? All right, here we go. Bills.
No, well, yeah, Josh Allen, he'll
exactly.
be there.
Okay. Yes, you're taking the Bills. Dolphins.
No, hell no.
Patriots.
Hell no.
Jets.
Hell no.
I'm saying no to that, too. Cowboys, you say no.
Dude, Cooper Rush and behind Dak is Trey Lance.
Well, the point is, if you have a number one, it's better. It's probably going to be better. Right. Not Giants, no. How about the Eagles?
No, I've been out on Hurts. He's hurting it. Watch. You think?
Damn. Here's a good one.
Your boys hate Hurts.
I know, okay. But he's been to a Super Bowl. I mean, Commanders.
This is my head.
I guess you got to take the Commanders right now, right?
Not if you think Penix is going to be better than Daniels.
Well, see, that's my point. Is Daniels already seems to be like the sure thing?
And
so I got to take.
He was better. He is playing. But go ahead,
Ravens. You're taking Lamar Jackson over the Atlanta Falcons quarterback.
I told
situation.
You I'm not that high on Lamar. I really not.
Lamar Jackson stinks.
He could be that's on the bus with Dak. Like he'll never win it.
Okay, let me just.
I'm just telling you.
Would you take the Falcons quarterback position or the Ravens quarterback position?
I would take the Falcons because I'm out.
We can't
on
do
Lamar.
This anymore.
Yeah.
Because then there's going to be.
No, I'm serious. I'm out. He'll never win it. So I'd rather go with the unknown, Penix and / Kirk. Knowing Kirk probably's not going to get me there, but Penix, I'll take that over what I know or what I believe to know about Lamar. He'll never hoist the Lombardi trophy.
Bengals?
I'm taking the Bengals. I'm a Burrow fan.
Thank
even
God.
With the injuries.
Browns and Steelers?
No.
Okay. Bears? No chance.
Yeah,
see, this
Caleb
is what I mean.
Looks like, yeah, it looks like it might. It ain't set. Sundays are not Saturdays.
Goff or Cousins Penix?
I'm going to roll the dice on Cousins Penix.
Packers, Vikings.
I'm taking Packers. I know Evan threw a rock at him, but I got mad at Evan. He don't know it. He's the reason I like Jordan Love because I hated on him so hard last year. But Evan, the dude looks like he's about to be the next Rodgers.
No, he is. But all right, my point is that okay. The reason why they moved on from Rodgers because Rodgers wasn't very good anymore.
No, right. All right.
They moved on for Favre because Favre wasn't very good anymore.
I get that.
Cousins still really good. I think the Vikings is probably the best comp. For the Falcons situation.
It's not bad.
And old boy got hurt. JJ.
Oh, McCarthy?
Yeah. Because he's waiting in the wings, but right now that might be a while because your boy Sammy is
I
doing it.
I love the way they did it in Minnesota. See, that's what I'm talking about.
But you never would have said that before the season started. Nobody was that high on Darnold.
No.
Yet. And it's okay. I'm not mad.
No, that's my point. I'm not asking the quarterback to be Dan Marino. That's unrealistic.
Serviceable.
Andy Dalton, Sam Darnold, Kirk Cousins, guys like that. I don't think we want to do this anymore. At least kind of thing with the boss. You know, when you went down those teams, it was kind of bad and it didn't work.
Niners?
A star, man.
I would take the Niners quarterback situation over the Falcons.
Yeah. And the only thing I have, Evan and Stani and to the listeners, is conflicting is I know how much I don't know per se how much Kyle is responsible for what Purdy's doing.
I don't know how much Kyle.
I know what he did to make Jimmy Garoppolo on his best day look how he took
he's made Purdy look better. Or Purdy is
so
better.
If we threw Purdy in Carolina with what Bryce Young was worth
he'd working. Be better than Bryce Young.
Okay.
But there's no
but
doubt.
With they
who?
The team.
Yeah. Yes. I think Purdy. Yeah.
I think. Because we know Purdy is risky, Stoddy. He'll run around. But I what if Purdy, you don't got Trent Williams blocking for you? What if you can't hand it off, you know, to McCaffrey? What if there is no Deebo Ayuk? Like, I am starting to think that maybe that's just, I need to stop because that's not reality. But I guess I'm trying to be as fair as possible. And it has nothing to do with what Brock, you know what? Brock wears the red and gold. That's who's going to give him the money. He's in that situation. But I do wonder, Stani, if you threw Brock Purdy in Dallas, would he do any better than Dak?
Maybe.
Am I a hater if I'm like, I don't know.
Just a quick Niners update, guys. Okay. Final practice of the week. Fred Warner and George Kittle did participate today. Isaac Yiadom, Yetur Gross-Matos, Demetrius Flanagan-Fowles, not Dominic. Those of those in the morning roast got that. And then Chris Conley aren't active.
Okay.
Oh, Conley, not everybody's favorite running back.
Mr. Preseason, he was making plays.
Hey, Ken. bomb threat last night?
Yeah, I was sitting in it.
What happens when there's a bomb threat at a concert?
I was there, yeah.
So,
what?
Okay, Hans Zimmer, I didn't know who he was. They told me. That's fine. I'm not going to go down there. Where did he, 17,000? Was it in the, you know, it was at the Oracle, old Oracle, right?
Yeah, it was pretty packed. So it packed, like house. It sold out.
Like, so, it wasn't a stage and the arena was cut in half.
No. He was at the end of the...
Okay, so yeah. 15,000 in the building.
Evacuate?
And then what happens?
Well, actually, half of the building was filled. They weren't letting the other half in due to the threat. So, yeah, I was in there.
So you were just...
And then just loading up
on
drinks.
You were in big trouble.
So the concert kept going after they were alerted there it was a bomb scare?
Yeah, well, once the threat was no longer, you know, a threat... They were like, yeah, we can
wink,
continue.
Wink.
It was like
yeah.
a two-hour wait.
Oh, my God.
The irony is that Hans Zimmer has probably made many a song for a bomb threat scene in a movie.
Dude, because that Batman soundtrack is second to none.
Guru, it was electric when he played that.
Oh, my God.
How does it go? Can you find it? Will I recognize it?
Well, remember you sent me a song about 3 months ago, and it hit me.
Oh, yeah.
I love you for it. Maybe I'll send it to you, and then you could just play it when you're driving home today after we leave the
restaurant. Or I could get them to do it next time we come back from the break.
But you really don't get the feel of it that
I want to know, will I rec... What's it called? Batman?
Yeah.
The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight.
Oh,
will I
gosh.
Recognize it? That's my question to you. Will I recognize it when I hear it?
What are you?
Oh, actually, it's kettle drums, huh? That's, you know what?
Dude, I've watched it 8 times, man.
How hard is it to play the kettle drums?
Look,
come on.
Only you, man.
Boom, boom.
The place
All right,
was
wait
sold
a minute.
Out, man.
Boom, boom. Wait another minute.
They found that baby, too.
You seriously don't recognize this?
Listen to that.
I don't.
Oh, man. You're not living.
So what's he doing now? He's like, what's he doing while this is going on?
Me too,
he's a composer.
Tell me.
Oh, he's playing the bass. He was like 5 other basses playing, but he was one of them playing the bass.
I'm so confused.
And that's not all of it. That's just a man.
So who's the lead singer last night?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow.
They had an opera singer.
Oh, boy.
For Dune.
So he played all the hits.
All but one.
What didn't he play?
I think they cut The Last Samurai because it was getting too late.
Of course. You got to leave that one
alone. Did more than Van Morrison.
That's not hard.
Yeah.
By the way, well, anyway. Can I play this?
What a song. Go ahead.
Believe it or not, I had this written down to do an hour ago when we were talking about Jordan Mason.
JP.
And you mentioned... I like when you mention things that you really don't know anything about, but the terminology sounds good, so you use it anyway.
Oh my, that never happens.
You know, Guru had lost the argument, so the only thing he could say was pre-snap motion. That's what they miss with McCaffrey.
Wow.
No,
yeah.
I do want to talk about this. So Mason's got 6 catches this year in 4 games. Obviously, that's not his strength, yeah. But, you know, he's averaging.
Gotten better. He's getting better.
Let's listen to Brock Purdy talk about Mason as a receiver.
I think he's got just good skills with seeing the defense and a good feel. So when he's running these, you know, choice routes and stuff from the backfield, he understands where the quarterback needs to put the ball. And then from there, he's able to make plays, man. Obviously, he's great with shedding tackles and making plays after the catch and the yak that comes with it. And so he's got a lot of potential.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
And so with it, we just got to continue to grow in that area together and give him some opportunities. But from what we've done so far, even dating back to last year, he's made, you know, some catches and stuff last year out of the backfield as well. And so I'm really happy for him. And I know that we still have to continue to get better together.
We'll see.
Relax, Brock. He caught 3 passes last year.
And they were the Yak brothers last year, Debo and Ayuk. But the bar is closed this year for Ayuk's daddy. He ain't sipping on no Yak.
Last year, he caught...
This Mason?
Yes, Mason caught three balls out of the backfield. Yeah. He had 40 carries and 3 receptions, but he doesn't have a ha-ha.
But what that status telling me is the fact that maybe if McCaffrey's going to continue to be out, and it looks like he is, Donnie, maybe they condense the playbook and maybe they know it's imperative that they add that component to their offense. And again, I know you said, what, 4 catches? 6 catches in 4 games. He's getting better at it.
No
and
doubt.
We'll probably see it more.
I agree with that.
Because that, I'm serious, Stoney, when McCaffrey's on the field, you don't know, okay, he's in the backfield. He's lined up out wide. Like, all that's stress city. And right now, I don't believe they have that. And that's why the likes of Minnesota could keep the Niners in front of them.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Mark Slareth was in with Willard and Dibbs yesterday. And
Stink.
I'm hoping this is the one I was thinking of, but this is – let's just take a listen.
Problem with guys that want to play off schedule all the time is they pass up profits to try to make bigger gains. And ultimately what happens is you pass up those profits, so you're not in great situations. You know, you're not in always third down and shorts. You're in a lot more third down and longs because you passed up the 5 or 6 yard gain, keep yourself on schedule. And then ultimately you get behind the chains and you get behind the game, and then you take chances that you shouldn't take. You throw one up in a team meeting, it gets picked off, and the next thing you know, you're on the wrong side of a 12-point deficit. And that happens far too often with Kyler. He just plays off schedule too much, in my opinion.
That was on Kyler Murray, but he also brought him up in the context of Jordan Mason, about how Mason always
that was a bar
turns
too.
A 2 yard gain somehow into 4.
My God, he
or
is,
3 into 5, man. And that those yards are huge because they keep you in manageable second and thirds. And I guess what I'm hearing him say is Kyle Murray can be a little greedy, not taking, I don't mean like that, like he's a ball hawk, but just, he might be looking at a 5 yard game, but he wants to turn it into 20.
Yeah, and all I can remember, again, I keep bringing it back to Ayuk, is the one off script play in LA where he got open and the ball wasn't delivered. Remember that? That's like been the highlight of his season. The play that didn't happen for him.
Or imagine, the drop in week 1.
Well, I was like, oh boy. I'll say this about the Niners, Lynch and Kyle. So we talk about the debacle that was Trey Lance enters Brock Purdy, probably a top 5 quarterback right now. And then McCaffrey through 4 games, you think it's a death blow. And now you got baby Marshawn Lynch back there. Like, man, you got to give him credit, Sonny.
Who?
The Niners. Brass for the depth of the roster in those two positions, man. I would have thought, had you told me before the season, Coop, McCaffrey's not playing the first four games, might be the first eight. I'm like, oh, Lord. And J.P. Mason looks like a dude.
I mean, in fairness, they're 2-2.
Yeah, no, I got you.
You know what I mean?
Right. But you're feeling the brunt. I don't feel like they're 2-2 because Mason's not doing his part. And Brock Purdy's about to get a new deal. He's a top five quarterback. He's playing like one right now.
Right.
So when I just look at those two positions, imagine had those two dudes not been. Imagine Brock Purdy was.
Trey Lance?
Yeah, Trey. Oh, but no. Trey Lance had moved on, and you got C.J. Beathard. They would be trying to burn the building down, fans, and it might cost them their job.
I think.
Now you got Joe Montana, maybe. You know what I mean.
But somebody, you can't stop.
You got a franchise quarterback, bro.
That's the way you be precise with your words.
But you know what
that's
I mean.
That's what I'm talking about.
There's a Purdy mania.
Don't
out
say,
there.
You know what I mean. Tell me exactly what you mean. They don't have Joe Montana.
Nobody's that.
Then don't use his name.
But you know what I mean.
No, I don't. was I going to say? But, so we were talking about the 2-2, though. Who do?
It's a good 2-2.
I think most 49er fans, I don't think they're happy with a 2-2 start.
Well, that's different.
Well, why?
Because the defense
is the same thing.
It's supposed to having a good 2-2, good four games.
You want
to
get your boy in here?
We'll wait till they cross.
You want to get your boy? No, what I'm saying is
he was reaching a little bit.
Do you think they're lucky to be 2-2? Or like?
No, I think Niner fans should be mad that they're 2-2.
Right, because they should be 3-1.
Bosa and Warner would be able to hide the no green law, and now all of a sudden, I can't wait to see how this defense tries to keep up with Arizona's speed. I don't believe this defense, Donnie, is what word am I looking for? A playoff defense right now. And the scary part about that is I don't know why, but I do know this. You can run on them. You can win the time of possession, Rams, Minnesota, and I don't know, you could throw the ball deep on them. And then New England is a wash. Hey, you handle business. But, Stoney, I can't wait for Sunday at 1:05 with Brady on the call to see if that's when we'll be able to say, okay, Sorensen, you've been in the lab. I'm not worried about the offense. It does concern me about the red zone issue, but.
They don't have a red zone issue.
It was 67%
last enough sample.
Year.
It's not enough sample.
24
games.
16 quarters.
Stop. All right. Saints probably still are number one, and they haven't gotten in the end zone in 3 weeks.
Man, talk about returning the glass slipper. The Saints.
Well, no. You know what? I do want to ask 49er fans this question. You're 2-2. Huh? How would you describe the 2-2 start? Because I think most 49er fans would be like, no, it's all right.
Losing to the Rams is injury, you know, that.
Well, that's the point. Is it? Are you okay with 2-2 because you've been so injured, even though other teams are injured more?
Uh-huh. I mean, got to think they're not happy.
49er fans.
Yeah. Should have beat the Rams.
Every team's going to lose a game like that.
All right.
At some point. Maybe that's just their one to lose.
And do you think I'm being too nitpicky when I talk about the Niners' offense in two games that they lost to LA?
It's two.
It's different junctures. Yeah, had the ball and couldn't move it when you needed to.
No, I'm just talking about the whole team.
All right.
Offense, defense, special teams.
I don't think they're happy.
49er fans.
Even with the injuries.
Yeah, if I were a Niner fan, I don't know. The injuries aren't resonating with me. Like, I don't think we lost to the Vikings because of injuries. I don't think we lost to the Rams because of injuries. I'm not saying they weren't a factor, but I think we should have beaten the Rams. If I'm a 49er, we should have beaten the Rams. We should be 3-1.
Up 10 in the fourth.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
But you also said about, well, if Purdy and Mason weren't doing what they're doing, what would they be, 1-3?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
But 0-4, maybe. Who knows? But I was just giving kudos to Lynch and Kyle for being able to, you know, withstand those injuries, man.
See,
you got a star quarterback. I won't call him on Stoney. I think you said it Monday when I said he's a star. It looks like he's a star right now, Brock Purdy.
See, I think they're 2-2, and if it weren't Purdy and Mason,
oh man,
they still would have beaten the Jets and the Patriots. I think. With whoever. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So,
Because the worst case scenario before, I'm cutting you off.
Like, you can't be losing to the Jets in Rodgers' first game back.
And now they look like they don't know what's going on, too.
Yeah, they got the internal Jets. Fighting.
Yeah, I mean. But now you made me do you.
But you forget what you're going to say?
Yeah. Keep going.
Aaron Rodgers, Robert Saleh, hard cadence. Hold people accountable.
It's sad that nothing's coming. It's just birds.
That's all right. I got more sound here I want to get into.
Right.
Brock Purdy. John Sally. Purdy on different things. Jordan Mason. Oh, this is... All right. He doesn't buy into critics.
I don't, buy into really what people say about me or what they believe about me. Like I said before, all that matters is for me to come in, do my job really well, allow this offense to move and be the machine that it is, and go out and find a way to win. And so if we're doing that, I mean, people can say all that they want, but I'm performing for my guys in the locker room and the coaches and in this organization. That's all that matters. And so I continue to hang my hat on that, and that's my mindset every game is I'm playing for these guys right here, no one else. Like, obviously our faithful and the fans and everything, but more than anything, man, the guys in the locker room that we go to work with every single day. And so, that's my mindset. And then obviously if you watch the film and the games, then you see what you see.
Can you do me a favor?
He is not Schwarzenegger. Those were not true lies. That was honesty, man. And
go ahead. Can you do me a favor? Can you try to take a page out of that book? Don't worry about the critics. Don't worry about all the people that are texting about the show. Just worry about the guys in here you're going to war with.
And that's how I've lasted this long. All the hate and smut that's been sent my way.
Well, how do you know?
I read it.
I thought you didn't pay attention to the critics.
Well, I got some Durant in
me. He doesn't buy into the critics. I'd like you not to buy into the critics,
too.
That's
why I'm still here.
Well.
Steiny, I've seen great hosts succumb to the critics.
Skin? Thin.
Well, it's real.
That's what I got.
Warriors! Dude, and that's why... I wish I could. I'm not there yet. Maybe if I was Stephen A., I could go talk to all the young and upcoming broadcasters and tell them, tap into the hate. Read it out loud. So that's how you kill a rodent who is a guy that texts or a gal that says, Guru, you stink. But when you say it out loud, you beat them. You get confidence from, I can't stand to read something negative about me. You know how many times my kids have said, Dad, read this. I'm like, son, they love me because they're typing something bad about me. That's the trick. And Purdy, he wouldn't have lasted had he said, Steiny, there's a science to embracing the hate. So you got to, it's why you resigned from Twitter.
They just throw this out.
That's all, Evan. Evan, please.
Let me ask you a question.
Evan, stop.
Be nice.
This dude retired from Twitter.
How many fans do you think you have out there? Fans out there who care.
Not five, not six, not seven.
I got to be careful here. You're setting me up.
Fans. Oh, yeah.
Out of 10, I would think I have 4. Out of 10 fans, if you said 10 was the big pie, I would say Goob might have 4 real ones that love me.
Yeah, I bet.
About
right.
Well, there you go.
I thought you were going to say, 5,000?
Come on, man.
Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh. All right. Hey, I see Rich. I see Filmo Mike. I see Lily. We're going to get to your calls on the other side
Mike
on 95.7
The Game. It's got to be positive.
What's coming up next on The Game, presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking. No compromises. Don't miss the kickoff show Sunday. Evan Giddings, Lorenzo Neal, 2 hours before the start of the ball game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay Area, presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit habaslaw.com.
The world would be my lab.
Yo, this is John Spider Sally, 4-time NBA champion, and you are listening to Steiny and the Ghoul
John
on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, we got something? Well,
and the guy,
things are percolating.
Don't steal that.
Well, they are.
All right, Stoney. I'm emptying my phone.
Here we go.
This is from Squirt. Remember my buddy Squirt?
Not Wet Wet?
No, that's Bon.
That's the best nickname I've ever heard.
Wet Wet.
It is. I got to give Bonte credit for that. Wet Wet is incredible. Yeah. I know, but it's a great nickname.
Yeah. It can mean so many things. Yeah. Stop it. The disrespect of Beast Mode must stop. Lynch is a Hall of Famer, I agree. Call him Baby Barber. So that's Marion Barber. Rest in peace. Remember the old ran for the Minnesota Gophers and Dallas Cowboys back in the day. Had the dreads and ran hard.
You ever play for the Giants?
I want to say maybe at the end he might have played.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyway, Beast Mode to compliment. Squirt, relax. Dude, I'm getting a lot of love. Guru, I'm a fan.
By the way,
but there's one I got to read.
But that is, okay, go ahead.
I don't text in because I love Guru. I text in because I'm on lunch and 99.9% of the stuff he says is stupid. That's what you have to read. Did you type?
I would never type.
Well, you're laughing a lot. I told you when I first started Sunday nights by myself, I would have to text my, I would text the text line so I could see positive stuff about me because the other stuff was killing me. I was KD.
I'll tell you what, that's next
Guru,
level.
You're the man, and it helped me. Yeah. Oh, it's me.
It's a great idea. It's a great idea. Let's go to Rich in Fremont.
Atco.
What's up, Rich? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, guys? Happy Friday.
Same
hey,
deal.
You know, I'll tell you something. And Steiny, I'm sorry, man.
Oh, no.
I got the same love for you that I got for Guru, man. I cannot say that I don't love my boy Guru, because if I do, I ain't right. I'm in Fremont. I got to be right.
That's
right?
My man.
So, but this is the thing.
Uh-oh.
At the end of the day, I'm okay where the Niners are at. I am. We got the injury bug early, okay? And that's the best time to get it. Because you don't want it, like, during the playoffs, or if you're in a tight race for the NFC West, or, you know, you're about to go in the playoffs and you don't have your players available. So right now, not all of our players are available. And I'm okay with that because it's a long season. So I'm okay where they're at. Now on the other end, yes, I would have liked them to beat the Rams. But, hey, let's keep it real for what it is. The term any given Sunday is real, okay? So we took that loss. It's early. And guess what? We will see the Rams again, all right? So I'm good with it. Thanks, guys.
There it is.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
See, that's what you do that drives me crazy.
Talking to Rich.
No, to you.
Oh, which is?
Rich says, you know, any given Sunday. I would have liked to have been the Rams, but, you know, any given Sunday. And you go, like, speak on it. But then when I say it's the NFL, you sometimes, oh, it's Steiny. Oh, it's Steiny. I got to hear it from Rich from Atco. Otherwise, it doesn't mean anything, or at least Willard.
No, Marion Barber played for the Bears outside of Dallas one year.
Thinking of the wrong guy. Yeah, man. I'm thinking of
Tiki. He used to run hard.
Tiki Barber.
Oh, okay. Catch him on. He's still doing radio in New York.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to him. You never know what he's going to come out of the blocks.
Well, they won last week, so he should be in a good
mood. You don't get the deal when you outpay it outright.
Hey, Phil Mo, what's up, buddy?
Sorry.
No, you good.
Oh, my bad. Hey.
Are you at that liquor store?
I'm good, Guru.
Are you at that liquor store?
No, I'm not at the liquor store. Doing a great job.
Stop. All right, let's start over. All you, Phil.
Nah, it's all good, Steiny. Nah, it's all good, man. Nah, I appreciate I like where the Niners are at right now, man. Right. I keep repeating this. The temperament, they don't seem like the task is too big for them. They don't seem like they're afraid of the moment. They understand that they have a good team. They understand they need to execute. And I just don't feel – I don't sense a lot of panic even with the injuries, man. Right. It's a weird and it's a great feeling for me. It gives me a lot of confidence. Second thing is, Guru, Steiny has the personality that you may have more fans, but Steiny, right? He'll get more stands.
Wow.
He'll get more fanatic fans because he has kind of like
Larry David, I call him.
Yeah, he's kind of, yeah, exactly. He's going to nudge you a little bit. With you, you're all love. So it's like, I love Guru, but Steiny, he develops them like real stands.
He's blushing.
More so than fans.
Mike, real quick, because you're from the streets of the city, Philmo. I'm from the Yoon, the hard streets from the Yoon. I got to ask you this. Be honest, man. What were your thoughts last Friday, a week ago, when that video came out of Ayuk and Kyle? And before you answer, it bothers me from an Ayuk standpoint, because I'm rooting for him. He got paid, but Mike, that I don't know what was going on, but that wasn't good optics, man.
I mean, the optics say a lot, but you're an optic person, though, Goo. You see something, you know, and it's For me, I take stuff. Maybe I Debo don't seem like the type that's going to BS you, and he said it was no big deal. All right. Shanahan laughed about it. I don't think it's no big deal. Stiney, we got to get out to the links, though. Where
we
going?
It's got to be a weekend now. Got to be weekend now, Mike.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy.
Well, speaking of Mike, where's the guy that last year lost the Warrior bet? You did something. And if I find
when
out.
He bites that lower
no,
lip.
No, I'm for real.
Then,
we were supposed to go golfing in Half Moon Bay. That Mike. Yeah. He ain't talked to him in a year. Yeah. Where's he at? And I feel like you didn't win golf with him and swore him to secrecy. No. Mike, you need to call. Pay that debt. He had me in Half Moon Bay. Come on, Steiny. I think you did you golf with him? Tell me now.
No.
Where's he at?
I told him I'd rather not golf than golf with you.
You said that out loud.
I did not.
Where's he at?
He faded.
Like the Warriors second half.
Yeah, like a kid at a fraternity party.
That lightweight is a three. Just because you knew what faded meant.
Tomorrow.
Wow.
Hey, you got to stop doing that, by the way.
Doing?
You got to just cut. You're doing it too much.
What are you talking about?
Hey, Evan, I got a question for you. What's your favorite football team? Hey, before you answer.
Oh! But at least I acknowledge my flaws, man.
Oh, I got flaws.
Before you answer.
I got flaws.
That should be a podcast.
What?
The Before You Answer podcast.
That's pretty good.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Boy.
I hope the boss not listening.
His dad.
He actually might not be.
Should we go public with that?
I think we can.
I'm going to do it.
And it makes me like him more.
Yeah, apparently the boss's dad's in town. Welcome, Mr. Nahagian.
Yeah, I love a guy and gal that still mess with their parents.
Yeah, don't let the big city swallow you up.
Where do you think he's taking them? Sausalito?
Not in the city.
Wow, look at the baby Farhan over there.
Let me tell you.
That's a five.
Oh,
let me tell you. Let me tell you what I'm sure our boss didn't forget, though.
Uh-oh.
As he's taking his dad out today.
Tell us.
His credit card.
Right.
I bet you the boss didn't forget the card.
Remember that day he gave it to us and then said, hey, I got a call. Oh, my.
That was an all-timer.
But we were, boy.
We were loose.
Yeah.
What? Why did he give it to us that day? We had done something right.
The ratings. We were winning. He said, go treat yourself.
That was a long time ago. Now, Grumpy's was still open. Grumpy's hasn't been open since pre-COVID.
But you're an optic person, though, Goof.
Oh, Mike is just, hey, he's got something going with the Liquor Store Chronicles.
I think it's funny.
It's like a TV show.
It is
show.
Pretty funny.
I feel like I know
Mike's
the dudes.
Good sense of humor.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Someone's saying, look, my father's here. All right. Let's see what else is on my list.
Oh, don't forget you got something for Dibs when he comes in. You said it an hour ago you were ready for him. Dibs.
Oh, he's already congratulating me for a fantasy win this
good
week.
Good God.
I thought he said this.
You think I want to listen to Willard and Dibs?
We got to play that. You all right if we play it?
I don't care.
I'm coming back with it.
Are you really?
Guaranteed.
Look at him sweating now.
McCaffrey had seven touchdowns after four games last year. There's your red zone issue.
Man.
There's one other thing.
Be careful about the Cardinals. I know the Redbirds.
I know we can revisit. We can reset.
Well,
college game day.
Dude.
Ken, are you going out to Berkeley tomorrow in any fashion?
Not actually, because I got my family in town. My mom's flying in right now.
From back east?
From New Jersey, yeah.
Where are you taking her, Kay?
Nowhere.
Oh.
We're just, she's here to see the baby. She's not here to see me.
Oh, okay. I got you.
She's here to hang out with the baby. Yeah.
Ken has a baby?
Oh my God.
Dude, I've shown you pictures.
You showed me pictures of a hotel at Pismo Beach. You never showed me photos of your baby.
Co-workers, man.
How old?
It was at the ship. He's going to be 2 in November.
Well, no wonder.
Next month.
2. You don't care anything but golf. That's all you care about.
Dude, you knew I had a kid, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
You rolled in the caddy when we had a concert. Him, Evan, and I. Right.
Little Ryan. We love Little Ryan.
Dean Shay.
Oh.
What is going on here?
I don't know,
Fitz. A guy that didn't give a damn about his coworkers. Dude, he got a kid, too.
A lot of us out here. Well. We just don't know. Oh, my gosh. Andrew Wiggins out tomorrow.
We got What's Bugging You out, too.
Oh, that's
I got
right.
something.
Hey, what are you seeing in Wiggins' eyes so far?
That was one I'll have to wear until it's over. Stoney, I swear I saw something, man.
Oh, you saw something.
He got a haircut, though. He's ready.
You saw a vacuous look on his face. What do you...
Stop it. I'm looking at the kid from Duke.
Cooper Flag?
Gosh.
God, if I have a nickel, sag for Flag.
They said the best American...
player since Bird?
No, prospect since Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant. Oh, you were here when they told me that.
I thought it was Wiggins.
That's what I'll get
Wiggins,
to.
Hey, Wiggins was a hell of a prospect.
You don't got to tell us why he went number one. Duh.
No, my bad. He's Canadian. Sorry.
Look at him. Flag is, dude, he's special.
Who?
Flag. Oh, I tank. But it's not the NFL. Oh, so
the Warriors should tank.
No, please, you got the chef.
Well, it doesn't mean
where's
they can't
that jersey
tank.
Hanging it? Yeah, dude.
Okay, I'll tell you exactly where it is. Actually, I don't know where it is. What if I told you that?
I hope he's not. Well, he's in Hawaii, so he wouldn't be.
Well, by the way,
you don't know where it's at.
Okay, I brought it home. First of all, that was the biggest upset.
Now you're turning into Evan. You don't know where it's at. Evan, I'm playing. That's inside baseball.
I got to wear
look,
that.
Look, step one was successful. I got it home.
Oh, there
that
we go.
That was the biggest upset.
All right.
So then I put it on our bench next to the front door. It laid there for 2 days. And then I came back the third day, and I was like, hey, man, it's just, you know I don't care, but where's that Curry jersey?
See, in the hood, they call you ungrateful.
No, listen.
2 days
you know
on
what?
The bench?
You know what?
Oh, boy. The dog got it.
No. This is the God's honest truth. So people don't think I'm ungrateful. It's getting framed.
Just like
now
Penix.
That's tight.
It's getting framed.
I believe it.
Susan's the kind, this is what she does. She's unreal. She saw it. She took it.
That's
she's dope. Assuming control.
Because that deserved to get framed.
The problem is I got to decide whether I'm putting the Curry jersey up in my man cave or I'm keeping the hole in one with the flag stick and scorecard.
Please.
I owe Curry nothing. Curry's
I will never, real quick, I will never understand how you get up. We talked about this when I went, Sergio Romo and Jewel. Remember I went to the Harding Park golf tournament.
Who's
and I
was, Jewel?
She works there. She's a big fan of ours. Remember
the singer?
Anyway. How you can get a hole in one on the golf course, but you have to spend. They should buy you the drinks.
No, see.
It's so backwards.
We've been over this. Do I have to repeat it? Do you remember my explanation? The explanation.
It wasn't good enough.
It's okay, then I'm not going to give it to
you. It's like a lunar eclipse. It doesn't happen often, and when it does, you shouldn't have to buy anybody. You should be the one being treated.
Hey, by the way, I went on KTVU earlier today.
Oh, God.
That's why your hair looks different. But go ahead. Oh, God, Donnie, everything's not an insult. Looks good. Go ahead.
No, it was all Warriors. You talked all about the Warriors.
You and Sal.
Ah, Frank Malicote.
Yeah.
Originally from New England.
Oh, okay.
You want to know what he said when he was done? I've never seen a bigger smile on Steiny's face than after this TV hit.
I was good.
He walks out and he goes, oh, you're going to want to tune in at 9 a.m. on Saturday.
Oh, it's airing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you locked in. I'll tape it.
Well, it's going to be at the end of College Game Day.
Well, I'll be out in Berkeley. I can't do KTVU anymore.
Why?
I went home.
They don't like you?
No, I recorded what I looked like, and I thought I was just D-boy fresh.
Well, somebody wanted to know if your shirt comes with
you
an umbrella drink.
You can see a vein in my eye. That's when you know
dude,
gravity.
Dude, I was on TV
was
today
like,
with a shiner.
Dude,
I got a shiner.
What happened? Shasky came out and asked you. I was too embarrassed to ask you.
Well, it must not be that bad because there's nobody who's texted in, Steiny, what's going on with your eye?
He deserved it.
Well, the thing is shut down, so they have no form to do it, but I'm just
saying. The 888 still works.
It looks like you got a shiner.
It's a combination of things.
And what bothers me is I was too scared to ask you yesterday. I didn't know if it was age. I was just like, damn it. Shasky's like, what is that? And I heard him. I said, Chef, you a real one.
I don't think it's that bad.
So what happened?
It's a combination. A couple things.
All right.
I just had a little blemish there a couple days ago. And
so you ran into something.
No, then the dog got me last night.
See, that's why. Man.
We were wrestling around. A big deal. You know what? There are a lot of people out there that say shiners are attractive.
I've heard that.
Have you?
Yeah.
I just made it up.
Women love tough guys.
Not all of them.
Yeah, until you told them it was from the dog.
That Rosie.
Well, why'd you piss off Rosie?
Because you had something yesterday, so you said it happened last night. It had to happen the night before last.
No, I said it was a combination.
What was the other part?
Well, I'd had a blemish, and then the blemish got exacerbated by the dog. See what I'm saying?
See, I think you're saying you had a blemish, you tried to remedy it, and it messed up and made it worse.
No.
Okay.
No. I don't.
All right.
But, I mean, 60 years old, you'd think you're done with the blemishes. You know what I'm saying?
You don't have to ask that again.
I was like, what the hell was that yesterday? Question. All 4 hours, and I didn't have a heart to ask you. That's who I am.
I'll tell you the true story at the bar later.
Boy, I knew it was.
Not telling the Bay Area what happened.
The dog.
Evan goes to me this morning. He goes, what happened? And I said, the dog got me last night. He goes, you had it yesterday.
You didn't see me put my hand down. I go, oh boy, it's getting worse.
Susan's like, you got to get some ice on that.
Yeah. There's something suspicious.
Yeah.
It's just.
Boy, we'll find out.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. All right. What do we got? 6 minutes till the crossover.
Gamble of the week.
Oh, thank
here
God.
We go.
You know, we forgot to do. Well, I lost. Do we have music for that?
One sec.
All right.
Dude, I thought we were at the end of it. Let's hope the boss is not with
the
his
end
dad.
Of what?
His dad probably. Who the hell you hire? Who
is the?
No wonder your job's in
bed.
Trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, it's music.
It's the college game day bed. It's,
Okay. All right, do you know the money situation right now, Evan?
It ain't good.
No.
For me, it's good, Evan.
Here's
on.
The game. Guru and I were each given $5,000 imaginary dollars, and we're using it to gamble on one game a week. And at the end of the year, we'll see who has more money.
There we go.
Or any money.
What is imaginary money? Because you guys are fading fast here.
All right, we started with $5,000. Yeah. Where are we at?
All right, so Goo, you have $4,000 left after losing $3,000 last week on the lock of the week, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Steiny.
Yeah.
Actually, the funny part is, if you had the bet you thought you had, which is Packers +3, you would have won.
Wow.
But it was Packers -3, so you lost. And you are at 3,800.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go Spike Lee and do the right thing. He had a gambling problem. So I'm going to go first. 2,500, Evan, on the Steelers -2.5 at home Sunday night. Dallas has nothing. This is Jerry's landing planes on the football field. This is over before it started. 2,500 on the Steelers.
Tell him.
Earlier you told me 2,000.
The confidence has gone up. But, hey, if you already put it out there, that's fine.
Believe it or not,
where
I'm
you
taking
going?
The Carolina Panthers -4 with Andy Dalton starting. They're playing the Bears. Let me tell you how bad that team is.
The Bears are 2-2.
They've scored 20 points or fewer in all their games.
So you don't think Caleb's getting, we talked about experience, he's getting
better.
No, he doesn't.
Carolina Panthers will stay. The Bears are incapable of blowing anybody out.
That's a risky. Dude, you're putting it in the. And they're on the road. They're at Chicago. Bears 3-2. I almost want to bet you on the side.
If there's one thing we've learned about today from Steiny, is that he loves the quarterback situation in Carolina.
I don't love it, but I wouldn't make the bet if we had Bryce Young.
Man.
You think Andy Dalton's not going to throw 2 touchdown passes against the Bears?
He may not. Their defense is okay. Cold weather,
10-9. Give me the money.
Wow.
13-10, I'll take it. 16-13, another win. 20-17, racket.
All right.
That's what we're looking at.
I wrote it down. Now, how much of Bonte Ashaski did you hear?
Did the Bears score 24 last week?
Dude, why do you like the Steelers so much?
I don't like them. I don't like Dallas at all. It's over. They're without their defenders. Dude, you guys think I'm playing.
We're not talking about the Cowboys anymore because you can't talk about them the right way. You can't.
So when was the last time you saw the Niners owner land a plane on the practice field?
It's a helicopter.
Same thing.
What does that have to do with the game?
He's trying to fool you because the team is so impotent that he's trying to get.
What's he running the ball on Sunday?
No, man. He might as well. He can't do much faster than him. Steiny, it's all bad in D-Town. I really believe Bill Belichick will be the Cowboys head coach next year. I truly, with all my heart, believe that, and I think they're doing it on purpose.
Trust me when I say this, and it's without malice, because we're always going to be friends. You're the worst kind of fan. You just are.
I'll own that, but I'm the loyalist also.
No, you're not.
I am loyal.
No, you're disloyal.
I'm going to profit off of the bad times. Yeah, you got a thing, bud. You sit there, it's another loss, but you get some chicken.
Hey, did you hear what
Bonte Ashaski, I was going to interrupt him. How much of the show did you hear today? They did a phenomenal
job. My usual 11 minutes.
Captivating just college football in this game, but they asked a question, and it was a phenomenal segment. Real quick.
Okay.
The best college football team you've ever seen in your lifetime, and I got mine.
Watch you answer before I do.
The 88 Oklahoma Sooners with Jamel Holloway. Well, go ahead. And Bosworth. It was incredible. They had the 04 Trojans, USC, Matt Leiner, Reggie Bush, who lost to Texas.
I love the best college football for your reasons. Back in 83, the Naval Academy had a great team. We would go to the games in Annapolis. So I'd say that 93, that 83 U.S. Naval Academy.
Damn, Steiny, leave it to you to do that.
I mean, I'm trying to think.
2019 LSU.
You know what, Pat? I'll tell you what it is. It's the Penn State team when I used to like them when they finished undefeated, but they didn't. I think Nebraska was also undefeated. Might have been the 94 team.
I'm about to bring
with
it
Kerry
up.
Collins, and because I know him, I rooted
for. You know
him
personally?
He's from Reading. All the big boys are. Get in the game. Get in the game. What's next? I'll tell you what's next. We go bye-bye soon. Well, what's bugging you? Sponsored by Atco Pest Control.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.